It's First Passion Sunday, or the fifth Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. The Roman station today is St. Peter's in the Vatican. The present basilica stands over the tomb of Peter, where Constantine first built a church, above the apostles' tomb, near the Circus of Caligula. It is the greatest church in Christendom. As you enter the basilica, you look down the nave towards Bernini's bronze baldachin, and beyond it to the great Cathedra Patria of Bernini, and it frames the alabaster window of the Holy Spirit. Along the nave are immense statues of founders of religious orders, and to the right, Michelangelo's Pietà. High on the cornice runs the dialogue of Christ and St. Peter by the Sea of Galilee. As if supporting the mighty dome stand Longinus, St. Andrew, St. Helena with the true cross, and Veronica with her veil. On this Sunday, the veil of Veronica is displayed, and the relics are placed on the main altar. In the traditional Roman rite, since Septuagesima, the Church has been pruning us liturgically, stripping away consolations, as it were, as Lent advances. The Alleluia ceased before Lent. Music and flowers went away on Ash Wednesday. From today, crosses and images are veiled in purple. Even the prayers at the foot of the altar are shortened. Then, after Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament is removed, the altar is stripped, bells fall silent, and Good Friday brings no Mass at all. Holy Saturday is hushed and dark, until even light itself is withheld from us before the Easter Vigil. The Church seems to lie in the tomb with Christ, sharing his emptiness so that we can share more fully in his resurrection of Easter. Neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, Christ entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. St. Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 12. To understand properly what St. Paul tells the Hebrews, we have to understand that in the Old Covenant, the high priest entered once a year into the Holy of Holies to sprinkle the altar with the blood of goats and bulls offered in sacrifice in the temple. What the high priest used to do was a figure of what Christ himself carried out with his own blood by his sacrifice on the cross. After original sin, the whole history of mankind was oriented toward the one and eternal sacrifice of our Lord, which now, ever since the ascension, is mysteriously but truly perpetuated on our altars during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The whole history of salvation is gathered in the cross, which is the most moving revelation of God's love for us. If it is true that there is no greater love than to give one's life for one's friends, what are we to think then of the degree of love of our Lord for us, he who went so far as to die on the cross after enduring horrible sufferings? O Jesus, during this Passiontide which begins today, I am going to contemplate thy sacrifice. From this moment, I want to consider attentively the price of my salvation, namely, thy blood, the blood of a God. Help me to consider the intensity of thy love for me, love which led thee to become priest and victim in order to open to me the gates of heaven. Help me also to associate my sufferings with thine own. From now on, I am going to continue my work of penance, not only to expiate my sins, but also to unite myself more intimately to thy holy passion.